I think once the Derry lads meet up in Derry on Friday and get on the bus to go to Dublin to play UCD, I think they'd be very glad of the relief just to close that door, get on the bus and get away from Derry because it's just been a mental week. I wasn't there for the training session on Tuesday, but seeing the camera crews outside as James drove in, just the thing you see at PSG or Chelsea or Man United or Rangers or somewhere. Mark, you're not used to seeing this on the Lawnmower Road. So I think it has been a pretty chaotic week. The fact that this happened in the week that they also had an open training session as part of the Fela Festival. So it's just been a terrible week with Tiernan Lynch leaving. They're out of Europe. They're heading into a game that really will define their season because if Derry do lose to UCD, the season's over. The James McLean thing hasn't gone away. They did try and terminate his contract. I think the club have handled this very, very badly. James himself, I think, has made a lot of mistakes this year in terms of social media activity, comments he's made, his comments on RTE. So there is blame on both sides, but I think the club have handled it very, very badly. And the fact that they had to retract their threat, they didn't threaten to sack him. They did issue a notice of termination of contract, and they hadn't done it by through the proper procedures. The club are entitled to do that, but Derry didn't do it the right way. So it's just been a very, very bad week. And this is still a club with no manager. So it could turn. Look, they beat UCD. They're into the next round. Either Pats or Rovers are gone from the cup. The cup is winnable this year. They get a home draw. They get a new manager. It kicks off. They win the league. They win the cup and it takes off. Lose to UCD. And I think we're into meltdown for Derry City.
Yeah, and it's not just been a bad week for Derry, it's been a bad season really, and there's been so much going wrong on and off the pitch. Now you've got Mark Connolly in as interim boss. The club are seemingly looking for a permanent replacement for Tiernan Lynch. From your point of view, who is out there, and is there maybe a standout candidate in your eyes, Aidan?
There's no standout. I think it depends what they want. Even the title is important, Mark. I think, is it going to be a manager or a head coach? Because a lot of clubs across the game have gone for that now. The role has changed. You used to have a manager, somebody like Pat Fenlon or Dermot Keighley or somebody like that, or Noel King went in and they managed the club as well as the team. They had other roles. Now it's head coach. So you were given players by a head of recruitment, by a director of football. You work with those players. You have a role in signing them, okay, but your job is to work with them on the training ground, to coach them, not to manage. And that's what Derry City have to decide. Do they want a manager? Do they want a coach? I actually think they're going to wait until the cup goes, how the cup goes, because if they do lose TCD, they can take their time. The season is over. They're not going to get relegated. They're not going to get into Europe through the league, so they have time to do it. It depends what they want. Do they go for somebody high profile? I've heard Scott Brown mentioned. I think he would appeal. But again, what do they want somebody high profile? Like, you look at the lift that Damien Duff gave to Shelburne, for example. He lifted the profile he gave them. He brought an added thing. I think somebody like Scott Brown would bring that. I don't know. Does Scott Brown want to come to Ireland at this stage of his season? And certainly, I don't think he wants to come in next Monday if they're out of the cup and you're looking into, half a year of nothing. So do they go local? There's no obvious candidate. I think they're going to wait and see. A lot of people interested in jobs. You look at who entered the Cork City job, Barry Robson. You look at who Sligo Rovers went for. A lot of clubs now are looking to outside. There was that trend a couple of years ago going for a local young manager, the likes of Tim Clancy and John Daly and people like that. I think clubs are edging away. Waterford went for Graham Coughlan, Irish, but with a huge experience in the UK. Sligo went for Darren Purse. Cork went for Barry Robson. I think that's the way Derry might go. Somebody from abroad who has experience of management. But again, that won't hide the deeper problems. They need to decide who that is. Are they going to have, who's the head of recruitment? Who's the head of medical? Who's all that? Derry have far bigger problems to deal with than who is just going to manage the team.
So moving on to action on the pitch, as we touched on, Derry face UCD in the cup tomorrow night at the UCD Bowl. With Derry not going to, with the league not going the way Derry wanted, out of Europe as well, there's no doubt really that the cup has become top priority for Derry City. With regards to UCD, under the management of Donegal man Willie O'Connor, what do they have to do from a UCD point of view? What do they have to do to disrupt the Premier Division side Derry City tomorrow night?
I think they look back on the game against Cork at home a couple of weeks ago where they beat them 5-2. I saw the goals, some brilliant goals there. I mean, UCD have some amazing young talent. The problem for UCD is they just keep losing it to other clubs. They lost Adam Brennan to Shamrock Rovers. That's UCD's problem. When they lose players, they don't sign for clubs abroad. They go to one of their rivals, which again damages UCD's chances of getting promoted. But what UCD have, you look at the pressure on Derry going to this game. You've got the James McLean thing. You've got these players knowing that if they lose, they will be facing facing a very, very tough couple of months, and the next home game for Derry is going to be very difficult if they lose. Europe was disappointment, the league was disappointment. If they fail in the cup, that's possibly career ending Derry wise for some of those players. UCD, Willie O'Connor, I think he'll have a good week. He'll look and say, go out lads, express yourselves and enjoy yourselves. And you look at Cork. Cork had been in great form coming into that game. UCD put five past him. So I think if I was Willie O'Connor, I would sit the players down, show them a replay, show them the highlights of that when they scored five against a very experienced full-time, you know, UCD aren't full-time, Cork are full-time. They got huge players there, the likes of Seanan Maguire, Pongo, who was at Finn Harps, Rory Keating, Bulger. You know, they were able to put five past Cork City. I think there's every possibility that UCD could do the same because there's no pressure on them. Pitch isn't great there. Every pitch in the country is dry at the moment. UCD is never the best pitches in the world because of the demands of rugby, so it is very dry. But I think I think Willie O'Connor will look around and say, you know what lads, we've a chance this year, and for UCD to get into the next round will be a huge achievement. All the pressure's on Derry, it's not on UCD.
Yeah, elsewhere tomorrow, Galway United face Bray Wanderers and Waterford host Athlone Town. Moving on to Saturday's action, Aidan sees the meeting of Sligo Rovers in Kerry. A bit of a welcome break from the league for Sligo and possibly an opportunity to gain back some positive momentum heading into the final part of the season now.
Yeah, it's been a hard summer for Sligo. You know, they didn't just lose their manager, they lost Will Fitzgerald, who I've also spoken to. I think he's the most underrated player in the league. And again, the disappointment for Sligo is that he hasn't gone abroad. He's gone to one of their rivals. So, you know, if Will Fitzgerald turns it on for Shamrock Rovers against Sligo Rovers and pushes them in the remaining games, that's going to be hard to take. I would have loved to see Will Fitzgerald go to a club in Belgium or Holland or somewhere, Germany or somewhere like that. That obviously option wasn't there. He went to Shamrock Rovers. Darren Purse is in, but it's just not changed. They've had a rough few weeks. They haven't had that new manager lift. They've lost Will Fitzgerald. I think Kerry will be fancying this. Kerry really have put it up. They obviously put it up to Shelburne in the last round. They really put it up to Bohemians 2 years ago. They had a good run last year, but they went to the semi-final. I think Kerry will be fancying this one. They will look at Sligo as vulnerable, and I think it could really look like being, excuse me, a season to forget for Sligo Rovers. You lose John Russell, you lose your captain, they lost Elding. It's just a rough, and you can't lose players like that with their resources and replace them. So, again, I'm talking up shocks here. I could be, you know, on the wrong side of this when the results come through, Mark, but I think there is a possibility there for Kerry to... Kerry folk a little bit bruised after events in Croke Park, so maybe it's up to the soccer boys to bring something of a smile back to the county after what happened in Croke Park the other week.
Yeah, a big week for Sligo and of course staring down the barrel of a possible relegation from the Premier Division, so that's a massive game for them on Saturday. Also on Saturday, Drogheda are away to College Corinthians and Castlebar Celtic travel to Oriel Park. They take on Premier Division side Dundalk. So the big clash of the round, undoubtedly, Aidan, is on Sunday. The top two in the Premier Division go head-to-head at Richmond Park. St Pat's against Shamrock Rovers, that's going to be a cracker, and as you said a bit earlier, one of these two teams are going to be out of the cup, which is great news for the other teams left in it.
Yeah, and Pats have had a couple of hard runs. Pats seem to either, you know, it's all or nothing with Pats in the cup. They've had a couple of first round exits in the last while, or they got to the final and won it. So Pats have there's no real middle ground. If I was in Pats, I'm really looking forward to this one, because you're looking at Shamrock Rovers. The game tonight, Shamrock Rovers, they're 2-0 up in the first leg, but that got to extra time. They had travelled with difficulties getting there. They were delayed. We spoke to Stephen Bradley yesterday. He played that down, but they were, you know, just eats in the heat over there. If it goes wrong for Shamrock Rovers on the night, everything then adds in. They might have travel problems coming. They're coming back tired, and you can try and prepare for this. Shamrock Rovers are used to this. You fly through the night. You get home on Friday, the earliest of Friday, but your sleep is disrupted, your patterns. Clearly, St Pat's would love to be in Europe. St Pat's would love to be in this situation, being 90 minutes away from the next stage of the Europa League, but they're not. I think they will look at that and see. Shamrock Rovers, I think the reason they've coped with this in the past is, Mark, they've had the squad to do it. They can, someone like Rory Gaffney, Dylan Watts, they can drop them in and out for games. So prioritise Europe over the league or the cup or the other way around. They don't have that now. They're missing Ojibwe, they're missing Cleary, they're missing McGovern, missing a lot of players. They're missing Pico Lopez, obviously, has a three-match suspension in the league. He can play in these three, but Shamrock Rovers don't, just because of injuries, don't have the squad to deal with it. I think they're vulnerable, and I think St Pat's, the fact that they're at home as well, I think St Pat's will see this as a chance to get one over in Shamrock Rovers. That'll leave them both down with a clear path. St Pat's would find themselves to go on and win at Shamrock Rovers. If Shamrock Rovers beat Lillestrøm in the next round of Europe, they won't care that much about the FAI Cup, but I think it's a great chance for St Pat's.
Yeah, it should be a great game. And the final tie of the round sees Bohemians play Longford. That one is on Sunday evening. From a Finn Harps point of view, Aidan, when we have you, no game for Finn Harps this week. I suppose much like Derry City, it's been an interesting time off the pitch as well as on it. There's been big talk of a takeover from Filipino investor Freddie Gonzalez. Also unrest with the management setup. Patrick McElhinney is in at the helm until the end of the season. Things really haven't been going to plan for him so far either. Have you been following the ongoings at Finn Park, and what are your thoughts on the whole situation?
Yeah, look, that's close. One of my favourite clubs. I always follow it close, and particularly because of the, I'm a fan of the fan-owned model, Mark. I just think, I know at this stage it's only Bowes, Sligo Rovers and Finn Harps left with that, and it looks like Finn Harps now have no choice but to go the other way. I think that'd be regrettable. I know there's no other choice. I'm not the one, you know, putting up a six-figure fee to invest in Finn Harps to try and help bridge the, it's been a battle every year. Sligo Rovers managed to do it. Finn Harps just haven't, I think they've just had to resign. But I my fear is, when you go into private ownership, then that brings instability. Finn Harps, despite the difficulties in raising finance over the decades, you know, they've had one owner, one model for decades. I think Dundalk are now in their fifth owner in the last 6 years. Cork City have had a couple. Drogheda have had a couple. I don't like this constant change of ownership. It's probably just a sad reality that Finn Harps can't do it. But on the field, it's just terrible, and it looks like it's been a really tough season. I mean, like, you know, 5-0 the last couple of games, 3-0. There was a 5-0 at UCD earlier in the week. It's just been such a horrible season. It looked okay at the start, you know, the beating UCD earlier on, there's a couple of draws. It did look like it could be in the hunt for promotion. That clearly hasn't happened, but now Finn Harps are going to finish bottom, which they haven't done in a long time. You know, under Ollie Horgan, Harps were always there batting. They were competitive either in a relegation battle or fighting to stay up or fighting to get up. To finish bottom is difficult, and I think the club need a big conversation now about if Gonzalez comes in, can they put the structures in to do it. I'd have doubts over doing that. Derry City are years ahead of Finn Harps in terms of finance resources and everything else. Derry don't have the resources in place in terms of a structure that Shamrock Rovers have. Shamrock Rovers have a structure, Mark, in terms of who's doing roles, who's doing what. Stephen Bradley has a role to manage the team. He's other people like Ronan Finn to do everything else. Kevin McHugh was having to do so many different things. I think he's in an interview with the Donegal Daily where he said he was doing three jobs, which you just breaks a man eventually. You're relying on kids, you're relying on 16, 17, 18 year olds. There's huge potential there. I think the work that Harps have done at academy level over the last years, if I'm involved in Harps, it's a disappointing year. I would take huge credit from the fact that Harps had a couple of players in the Irish squad at the World Cup, the World Under 17 Cup in Qatar. That's what I'd look to more. That's the potential for Finn Harps, to source these players locally, to train them, get them into the first team, and then if needs be, sell them on. But it's looking like it's going to be a couple of years because, you know, finishing bottom, having to apply for a re-election, that's gone. But finishing bottom is a long road ahead. And you know, Gonzalez isn't going to fix this overnight. There's 5 to 10 years of hard work ahead here before you look at Cork City, how long it's taken them to get to where they are, trying to get back out of the first division. So a long road ahead. I just people keep faith and don't give up because it is tough. But there is hope there when you see what can be done. You see Sligo Rovers, the stint they've had in the Premier, but you know, you look at the, you know, anybody trying to, the enthusiasm to go to Finn Park over the next couple of weeks when you've seen back-to-back 5-0s, it's not really going to be there.
Yeah, and obviously you've got the kind of the dark cloud from a Finn Harps point of view of the National League coming as well in the next couple of weeks and the possibility of the relegation from next year on. But I suppose that's for a conversation for another day. Aidan, just finally for now, the big news coming today from the FAI HQ is that the governing body here in Ireland have withdrawn their support for FIFA president Gianni Infantino. Ireland are now among several FAs that have pulled back from Infantino. How do you see all this playing out for the FIFA president?
It looks like he's holding on. Infantino didn't get to where he is without having claws and having teeth, so he's rattling it out. He's a politician. He's talking to Trump and Trump's people in terms of how to do this. Infantino doesn't care what people. Infantino could not care less that FA statement has come out from the FAI today. He's fighting. He's a politician. He will offer anything. We can see already he offered Morocco the World Cup final to try and sway their vote. He has the potential to do what he can offer. So it looks like it is going to be Europe. Not quite Europe against the rest, but I mean, the European nations are lined up and it'll be interesting to see what happens. Do they continue? They've spoken about a boycott. The Women's Underage World Cup is coming up in Poland in a couple of weeks. There are, I think, 9 European teams going to that. If they boycott that, that significant if the Irish women's team, that is still in place, that UEFA nations are boycotting FIFA events. Ireland, our women's team, are due to play Kazakhstan in October. That's not too far away in the World Cup playoff. For Ireland to boycott that would be huge, especially at a time when the FAI are saying that they cannot boycott the men's game against Israel. For them to boycott the women's game against Kazakhstan over a moral issue, I think will lead them into trouble. So the FAI should have done this weeks ago. They've been far too slow, Mark, to come out with this. But Infantino is going to brazen it out, and I think it might come to who shouts loudest when it comes to the elections up in March. Can they get enough votes? Can the Europeans and the Americans, who are the nations who are against Infantino? It's going to be a political battle. This will be like Fianna Fáil leadership battles, or all the things you've seen in this country over the years. Europe are clearly opposed. Are Europe strong enough to take them on? That's what we have to wait and see.